This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Fred Plotkin, and his book is Italy for the Gourmet Traveler. I find that every town has a venerable cafe, and you'd think it'd be overrun with tourists. And I step in, and it's not. It's got these proud local people that appreciate their history. They appreciate the ambiance. They appreciate the wall art, the traditional pastry, and they go there to enjoy being in that town.
Well, in fact, when Italians go to a place like that, they are connecting with their history. They're connecting with their past. If, for example, I come to a town that has an historic cafe, I tend to seek it out. In fact, the Italians use the term locali storici, in other words, historic locales. And they keep a list of these places because they seek them out. One that I like very much is the Cafe Pedrocchi, P-E-D-R-O-C-C-H-I, which is in Padova. Padova being a great university city, it has a wonderful food market. It's in the Veneto. And it opened in 1772. And people go in there. It's a place where people gather because they understand we are connecting to our past.
I believe in that cafe there's three rooms. One is red, one is white, and one is green.
Exactly, for the patriotism of Italy.
Wow, the Italian flag. And bullet holes on the wall recalling their struggle for independence.
Yes.
Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Jane's on the line in Sheboygan, Michigan.
Hi. I was just in Italy earlier this month, and while I was in Florence, I did a tour. And in the evening, they took us to a wine shop where we could try different Chiantis, but we also tried different balsamic vinegars. And we noticed how there was a difference between some that were 6 years old or 10 years old or even older, and of course, the cost went up and up. Now that I'm back in the States, I'm looking for some vinegar like that. Now, when I go to our local grocery store, and we don't have very fancy grocery stores where we are, you know, let's say 25 years old, but if I turn it upside down, it flows very freely like any other cheap balsamic vinegar. Any suggestions of where I can replicate the vinegar that I tasted in Florence?
Absolutely, Jane. The most important thing to know about balsamic vinegar is 98% of what we find in Italy and America is not balsamic vinegar. What you're looking for is something called aceto balsamico tradizionale, and that's the important last word, traditional. It comes from two provinces of Italy, Modena and Reggio Emilia. It's made in a classic way using five different wood barrels, aging it through the course of many years. You want a minimum of a 12-year-old aceto balsamico tradizionale. And it's used, by the way, never for salads. It's used as a flavoring element, usually in very bland food. So I will boil a potato, put a drop of that on. I will scramble an egg, put a drop of that on. It's delicious with a chunk of real Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese. You put a drop on fresh strawberries, and it changes everything. You're from Michigan. My favorite fruit is the cherry. I would perhaps stew some Michigan cherries and add a drop of aceto balsamico after it cools. All of that's phenomenal. Now, there are certain providers in America where you can do mail order. In Michigan, for example, there's a place called Zingerman's in Ann Arbor. They would definitely have that, and they do mail order. But make sure it's from Modena or from Reggio Emilia. Otherwise, you're not getting the real thing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
And Diane's on the phone in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Fred, I was wondering what region of Italy you consider the most outstanding from a gourmet perspective. And as a second question, do you have any favorite Italian restaurants in America?
Well, I always answer to that question. There are three regions because I can't put it to one. In alphabetical order, Emilia-Romagna, Friuli-Venezia-Giulia, and Liguria. But I would quickly add Sicily as well. Now, in terms of America, unfortunately, no. What I do is I will go to one restaurant for a particular dish that is done well. But the whole dining experience that one finds in Italy, one does not find in America. We have fabulous cooking in America, wonderful ingredients, but not what happens in Italy. In Italy, we have to go there to experience it the way they do. But yes, there are many restaurants here where I would have a wonderful result. In one place, beautiful broth, and another never undervalue the greatness of broth. And I seek out those things in America, and I satisfy myself with that, or I cook at home.
Fred, when the chef comes out and checks with you and you've had a great meal, what do you tell him?
Grazie, signore. Arrivederci alla prossima volta.